Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Dave, and how are you?
Very good indeed. I want to talk about phones. Now, phones have come a long way. I mean, it was 10 years ago, and I think they were talking, this is before smartphones, they said the pulling power of a phone, its power, was more than Apollo 11 that landed on the moon. So we've come a long way since then, Matt. So why are they exploding? What's going on with Samsung?
oh, galaxies. Oh, the Notes, actually, not even galaxies, the Samsung Note 7. Yeah, these things are... Oh, it's a bit of a debacle. The Samsung stock prices have crashed 11% and they've wiped like $20 billion off the stock market in a 24-hour period. So Samsung is sort of scrambling. They've announced that if you do own a Note 7, turn it off immediately, stop using it, and take it and get it replaced. That's how urgent this stuff is. Like, there's reports now that a Note 7 exploded in a child's hand and really badly hurt them and stuff. So I think this is really, really bad news for Samsung. But getting into the science of why they're exploding.
So it's not the phone, is it? It's the battery, or am I wrong?
The battery. It's the lithium ion battery, and more importantly, the lithium in that battery that's causing them to explode. Lithium sits on, I think, at number 3 on the periodic table, pretty sure.
Yep.
And reacts incredibly violently to both oxygen and water. I think it was in the early 90s, 1991, if my memory serves me correctly, Sony sort of commercialized a way that they could safely use lithium in batteries by suspending it in different kinds of liquid and stuff like that, that keeps the molecules far enough apart so they don't react violently with one another. In dodgy-made batteries, generally overcharging is a concern, because when you overcharge a battery, there's the chance that lithium can clump together, causing a reaction, or there's the chance that air bubbles can form in that lithium-ion battery and cause an explosion.
Wow.
There's no confirmation as of yet that that is what's happening with these Galaxy Note 7 batteries, but it's definitely a large possibility that that is something that's happening in them, yeah.
Samsung is where it's happened, so is it something they've done in their procedures? Because it doesn't appear to be happening in other mobile phone makers.
No, it looks like it is a battery flaw. I don't believe they've said too much. I've been looking around a bit today to find out if they've said anything. All they've said is if they've recalled the Note 7. If you do have one, take it to your local dealer and get it replaced with something that they'll let you borrow for a while until you can get another replacement entirely. You will know if you've got one of the affected phones back on the back near the barcode that won't have an S. On the new sort of reissued ones, there's an S. I'm assuming it means for safety on the back of the boxes,
right,
and stuff that'll tell you that you've got one of the good Note 7s that isn't going to blow up in your hand.
Okay. All right. Now, next week, we're going to catch up and talk about another phone. So homework for this week, mate. We'll talk next week about the brand new iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. And one thing I will say, I went to JB Hi-Fi the other day to get a new microphone that plugs into my iPhone 6, and it does, but I can't plug it in next time because no plug.
Oh, don't get me started yet. We'll save it till next week. Don't get me started yet.